This morning, see what God has for us. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Our first two scriptures of text, let's look at that. Isaiah 65 and verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Woo! And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Now that's our God. And I love this one, Isaiah 45 and 11. I have not read this in quite a while. Isaiah 45 and verse 11. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and His Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Command ye me. Would you say that with me? Command ye me. Not only does He want us to ask, but He gets to that point and says, just go ahead and command me, declare it so.
Amen.
Command me, I'll tell you.
Amen.
The title of my message this morning is, Our God is an Answering God.
Hallelujah.
And again, I want to welcome all of you here to New Life this morning. Those watching online, we welcome you. God is so good to us. Amen. I could say, in fact, He's waiting for you to remind Him of His word and declare that word as yes and amen over our lives. And He wants us to do it out loud, Sister North, with our lips, where especially the enemy can hear.
Amen?
He desires to share with us His work concerning our lives, yet He's waiting for you to just take the time and ask.
Amen.
We have been on the subject now of prayer practically for since the first of the year. And Wednesday nights, we've kind of camped out on that subject of spiritual warfare. So I want to continue this morning for a little while and show you why you can expect your prayers to be answered. You can expect your prayers to be answered. Not maybe sometime down the road. No, He will answer our prayers. Now, it was so funny, just like Brianna had another song she'd been working on, I had another message that I thought the word was for today. I had it in my computer, worked on it all week long, and guess what? I had not saved it. Somehow I deleted it. Oh my gosh. So, I don't know how it did that, but instead of just getting bent out of shape, I said, okay, Lord, apparently that was not what You wanted for today. But I did tell the Lord, Lord, I thought that was a pretty good word. But maybe You have other ideas for today. Okay. So it's okay. We're just going with the flow today. Amen? Now, if you have a pen and paper, you can write these scriptures down. If not, I will give you a list of all of this, the notes I've prepared. I'll give you a copy of that after the service. Okay? You can take it for your own time in your scripture reading and time of your Bible study. All right, let's get right into it here for just a little while. We're doing good. We got plenty of time. We're okay till 3, okay? Then I have to leave and go let the puppies out, you know. So, but we're good till 3, all right? All right. I'm just kidding. All right. The first reason why you can expect your prayers to be answered is this. You are His child and He loves you.
Amen.
You are His child and He loves you. A lot of times when Christians come to God in prayer, they come to Him almost like a stranger or like an outsider. Why is that? Because they don't have that personal relationship with Him. But what parent is there that when that child comes, that the parent will not do everything they can to make it come to pass? Psalm 65:2 says this, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. You've got to understand that ultimately, even those who don't believe in God will pray one day, and they will call upon Him. Now, there's a saying that there's no atheist in the foxhole, because when the bombs start to go off nearby, suddenly it seems people start to pray, and all of a sudden they believe that there is a God. 2 Corinthians 6:18. Again, I have this all printed out for you. Here's what it says, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. Again, what parent is there that would not do anything for their children? Now, I've shared this in times past, but I remember my grandson Andrew, who's going to be in the reserves this weekend. He was 6 or 7 years old. And he wanted something at the dollar store. Darlene had brought him to the dollar store with her. And we know how our kids learn. They go from the dollar to the four, to the five, to the ten. And they see that $20 one sitting up there way up on the top shelf, you know. Well, he wanted something at the store, and Darlene said something on the line of why we couldn't at that moment get that for him. She didn't say we can't afford it. She didn't say that. She just, it was something there. And without hesitation, he said, well, why not? You and Papa have lots of money because y'all get all the money from the church. Understand, we had to quickly correct him in his thinking in that and let him know that no, we don't get all the money from the church, but we love doing for him as grandparents. And every one of us, guess what, has a Heavenly Father that as we come to Him as His child, He's waiting to do for us. Why? Because He loves you and me. And we've got to remember that He's not against us, He's for us. Would you say that? He's not against us, He's for us, and He loves us. So the first reason you can expect prayers to be answered is that you are His child and He loves you. All right, let's go on. As we go through some of these, you may think of some scriptures. Just write it down that comes to your mind in some of these, because I'm certainly not in this time frame going to be able to hit every scripture that we could see today. All right, here's the second reason. Number two, He does not lie. God does not lie. Remember this about our Heavenly Father. He does not lie and He can't lie. Listen, have you ever heard church folks try to make excuses for God? Well, now when you pray, God might say yes, brother. And Brother Gary, He might say no. Or He might say, just wait a little bit, Brother Gary. Understand, there is nowhere in the Bible that says when you come and pray, I might say wait a little bit, or I might say no, or I might say yes. The Bible does plainly say this in 1 John 5:14-15. Look at this. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything, everybody say anything, according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. But Pastor, what if I ask something that's not His will? Well, my answer to that would be, why would you do such a thing? Because we have His Word, And His Word is His will for our lives.
Amen.
When you come in line with His Word, you're going to have His will.
Amen.
It's His will that not any should perish.
Right.
It's His will that He would come and heal His people.
Yes.
Healing is in the Bible.
Yes.
It's not done away with.
Right.
And it's His will that His people prosper and be blessed. The Bible says God delights in the prosperity of His people. Why? Because it's not just for you just to make it. Well, thank God I got just enough to make my bills this month. No, He wants you blessed where you can bless some other folks.
Amen.
Pay for the cart of groceries behind you in line. Numbers chapter 23, 19 and 20, verses 19 and 20. God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should repent. Hath He said, and shall He not do it? And hath He spoken, and shall He not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and He hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. I cannot reverse it. Woo! All right, Jeremiah 33 and 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Let me ask you, do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe His word today? That as we call upon Him, He will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we do not know. Amen, He will. All right, here's a third reason that we can expect our prayers to be answered. He's the God who answers by fire. 1 Kings chapter 18, beginning with verse 36, four verses. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that Thou art God in Israel, and that I am Thy servant, and that I have done all these things at Thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that Thou art the Lord God, and that Thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones. Watch this. And the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. Listen, if the fire came for Elijah, it can come for you and me. Can you believe with me this morning that the spiritual fire of God can and will come to us and consume every enemy that stands in our way? In fact, can you declare poverty and debt to be consumed?
Amen.
How about expecting lack to be consumed out of our lives? What about sickness and disease not being able to come near our dwelling? I'm telling you, that's something to shout about.
Amen.
Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. So we see God doesn't change. He never changes. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We see God does not lie. He never changes, and He answers by fire. Can I just tell you that as you pray for answers, the fire of God will also come and be your defense. There's no reason for us to live in fear of the enemy in our everyday lives. Even those plotting against you, if they dig a ditch for you, guess what? They'll fall into it themselves. They will hang on the very gallows that they built for you. Just like that story of what happened to Haman in the book of Esther, in the story of Esther. Listen, as a king's kid, you won't have to lift a finger. Even the plans they're making for you right now will be made for them. Listen, there may be people in your workplace right now who are doing everything they can to undermine you and to sabotage your work. I know what I'm talking about. It's happened in years past to me. But I'm here to tell you, the Lord says in due time, they'll be gone. In due time, they'll be gone. There may be a neighbor right now that's making it difficult for you to live in peace. And the Lord says, don't worry. I'll move them out and you won't be bothered any longer. Here we go. What was our text? Command ye me. Command ye me. You can talk to the Lord about that situation. And listen, He'll move them out. He will move them out. All I can say is get ready for the God who answers by fire. And He does not lie and He does not change. And you're His child and He's on your side and He's for you. Amen? All right. How about the fourth reason that we can expect our prayers to be answered? There's no request too hard for God. There's no request coming to God from you that He will say, well, this is just too hard for me. It's impossible. I did not see that coming, Brother Nora. Jeremiah 32 and 27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Luke chapter 1 and verse 7. Here's what it says. And they had no child, speaking of Zacharias and Elizabeth, because that Elizabeth was barren and they both were now well stricken in years. Verse 13. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Talking about John the Baptist. Now this was a word of Zacharias and Elizabeth who was barren. And then according to the word of the Lord, she brought forth a child in her old age. Let me just ask you, what's more impossible than having a child in your golden years? Sister Linda, are you in your golden years?
Oh, no.
Yes, I am. Well, on this one, I'm not going to say get ready, somebody, okay? All right. I'm going to leave that alone. It's for you if you desire that, okay? Just know the word is there to back it up, okay? All right. All right, here's a good one. Joshua chapter 10, beginning with verse 12. I love this story. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. Verse 14, and there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. We have to understand this was impossible in the natural. But God, can I just tell you, our God is a God of impossibilities. Amen. I'm telling you, you might as well get ready to see some things in the natural to be manifested. And I'm talking about miraculous things. I'm talking about a supernatural intervention even in the course of nature. Listen, too many of God's people are believing Him for only the natural. It's time to believe Him for the supernatural, for that manifestation of those seemingly impossible things. If we simply believe His Word, then the miraculous, watch this, will just be commonplace in our lives. So can we believe that body parts that are missing can be created and appear? How about new teeth? New organs, new tissue, new kidney, new liver, new heart, new everything. Tell your neighbor and tell them with a Texas drawl now, I need everything. 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 All right, I need everything. Lord, I'd like a little more back up here if you could. That which is barren will not be barren any longer. And He's just looking for people to believe Him, Sister Nora. Just believe Him. Now, you may have heard this story. I shared it quite a while back. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who is the pastor of the River Bay, or the River Church at Tampa Bay in Florida, he shared the testimony about his mom. They were all born and raised in South Africa. And back in the 60s, his mom, who's now going to be with the Lord, she broke her arm in four places. And back then, they used the old plaster of Paris cast. Okay, that's a long time back. Because there were no steel pins that were implanted back then in your arm or leg or whatever. And so after about 4 days at home, the pastor comes to visit. And they took communion together, and the pastor laid hands on Brother Rodney's mom. And Rodney said that her arm began to tingle, and it felt like electricity was going through her arm. And then the joy of the Lord hit her, and she began to laugh, and she began to laugh with joy. And the next day, guess what she did? She called the doctor and told him she was healed. And she asked him, how do I get this cast off? And of course, Rodney said the doctor was skeptical. He said, no way, in 4 days your arm is healed. You're not thinking right. You'll be right back in here if you do such a thing. Well, she wasn't going to take no for an answer. So here was his instructions. Well, just put it in warm water then, and it'll soften up, and then you can cut it with a knife or a razor blade. Rodney said she went in there, she filled the bathtub up with water. And she got down on her knees and she began to soak that arm and praying in tongues. And she cuts the cast off and pulls her arm out totally healed. Now the next day, he said, she then drove, changing gears with the arm that was healed to show her doctor. She got there, she found the doctor, they did x-rays, and the story goes that they did not even find a crack or a sign of where it had been broken. The doctor's response, of course, was obviously, we must have made a mistake. Yeah, right. I'm going to give God all the glory, amen. Can I just tell you, get ready for what's impossible with man will be possible with you. Because he says nothing will be impossible to you if you believe. Again, I can't say it enough because I want it in our spirit. Get ready because what is impossible will be possible if we believe. So say this with me. No request. Coming from me to God, will I never hear the Lord say, that's too hard for me.
That's too hard for me.
Woo! All right, let's keep going. Number 5. Are you ready for this one? There's no request of yours that can be considered too many. Sister Cherry, you back there? Okay, she's back there. All right. Can we see God telling Sister Cherry, look, you can come to me with one request this morning because it's Monday. That's fine. But now you've come to me with 17 on your list. I'm just not sure about all of these at one time. Would you say not?
Not.
Not. Listen, as soon as you can, you make the time and you write down everything that you're believing God for.
Amen.
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 But Pastor, why would we do such a thing? Genesis 17 and 1 says it this way. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Now that word perfect means this, whole, complete, and unimpaired. He was saying, I am El Shaddai, the most powerful one, the all-sufficient one. He can do for you what no one else can do. Don't hesitate to ask. So what if you come to him with 17 requests? Are you going to wear him out? I don't believe you will. God's ability is so huge that every one of his people could come to him with 100 things that they're believing for. And he could meet every one of those in an instant and come out with not even a bead of sweat on his forehead. A lot of folks believe they shouldn't bother God with so many requests. It's like the Lord is going to say, Tony, you're bothering me, back off. I'm busy with the angels, and it's my coffee break right now. No. He heard Brother Tony's prayer early one morning, sitting in his wrecked car for help to arrive with a metal brake stuck through his leg. God was with him through the whole ordeal. And to see where he's at today, Brother Tony, you're a walking testimony of God's glory. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Listen to me. That's beyond our highest dreams. That's beyond your greatest hopes. That's beyond your biggest prayers. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all. Say this with me. I believe God will do exceeding abundantly above all that I can think of
this very year.
Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Woo! John 15 and 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Let's not hesitate to ask largely. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let's understand now that if he has the ability to make heaven and earth, then he can take care of you and me. He already knows you. He already knows how many hairs are on your head and how many you have lost. And even how many eyebrow hairs that you've plucked out over the years. He's kept count. There's not even one sparrow that falls to the ground that he doesn't know about. Jesus said, take no thought for your life what you shall eat or what you shall drink or you shall wear. If God clothes the grass of the field, how much more will He clothe you? So God cares for the birds. And if He looks after the birds, guess what? He's going to look after you. And I just happen to believe that we're better than a bird. Amen. Say this after me. I'm better than a bird. Woo! All right, all right. Isn't this deep today? Oh, my gosh. Oh, God's so good. This is what He wanted for today, y'all. Amen. Can we believe this year and beyond is going to be a year of supernatural? Supernatural protection, supernatural provision, supernatural help, divine intervention. I just say, get ready. Get ready. All right, here's the sixth reason that we can expect our prayers to be answered. Because God is merciful. Oh, we serve a merciful God. Psalm 4:1. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Yes. So we can see that we can ask for mercy. Lord, I just ask for mercy again today on my behalf. I need your help today in Jesus' name. Let me just ask you, how did blind Bartimaeus get Jesus' attention and he received His miracle? Do you remember that story? He cried out, the Bible says. He cried out to Jesus. He couldn't see Him. He heard He was on the wall, on the path. He cried out, have mercy on me. The Bible says Jesus stopped in His tracks. That got God's attention. Amen. Lamentations chapter 3, 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Amen. Because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Let's remember that mercy is something that we can grab hold of every morning 24/7. Amen. Can't do anything about yesterday. It's done come and gone. What I said and what I did has already gone out. Don't know what tomorrow holds. But I'm telling you, as you get up in the morning, Lord, I take your mercies for me today. Lead me, guide me. Plead your blood over me. Cover my children. Cover my grandchildren. Amen. All right. Here's our seventh and final reason. We can expect prayers to be answered. There's a whole lot more, but we're just going to look at these seven today. Because you decide to not let Him rest until. Because you decide to not let Him rest until. John 16 and 24. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and it shall receive, that your joy may be full. If you get up in the morning and you're determined that your joy is not full, then why don't you ask? He said, ask that your joy may be full. Amen. Can we believe that He will fill every cup to where our joy is full and running over? Amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, fill it up, Lord. Fill me up. Fill me up. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 simply says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Let's get ready. This year, God is looking for people who will press in. In spite of all the chaos around us, all the economic woes, the fear of war, remember, we're on the winning side because we're on the Lord's side. He's looking for people who just won't read history, but will write history? Can we really believe that we have been called to be a history maker? Daniel 11:32, those who know their God will what? Be strong and do exploits. Amen. Can we determine that this very year we will do great exploits in His name? Amen?
Amen?
All right, I'm almost through. Hallelujah. I spoke on this portion of Scripture last Sunday. Many of you remember it. I want us to look at it one more time as we come to a close here. Exodus 14:21. Let's look and see what God did for the children of Israel. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind. Would you say that with me? A strong east wind. All that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on their left. Can we just believe that the east wind will blow for us this year?
Amen.
Amen. And the Egyptians pursued, it says in verse 23, and went in after them to the midst of the sea. Even all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked, we talked about that, unto the host of the Egyptians. Listen, they were the enemy. Remember, they were the enemy of the children of Israel. He looked through the pillar of fire and of the cloud and troubled the host of the Egyptians and took off their chariot wheels that they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters come again upon the Egyptians and upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses did that. He stretched forth his hand over the sea. And the Bible says the sea returned to his strength. And when the morning appeared and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. And did you know that they're finding, they've seen pictures and they've done pictures in the bottom of the Red Sea showing those chariot wheels, bunch of them laying all in the bottom where the children of Israel crossed. Something happens to you when He delivers you. And I'm telling you, God did a work today, even in our worship today. Whatever you were needing, if you cried out to the Lord, He knows, He knows what you've been through. Can we believe then that every enemy that has bothered us, say yesterday, will not bother us anymore? That includes the devil's temptation, our own flesh, and the pull of the world. How many know the pull of the world is after our children and our grandchildren? Your enemies will be buried, their wheels pulled off their chariots. Now think about those personal things, maybe, that has held you back. But now you're declaring they will hold you back no more. Let's just look at some. What about that temper problem? What about that problem with your flesh? That thing that has always gotten in the way, listen, will not get in the way anymore. If you repent and you declare it so.
Amen.
That problem with your mouth will not be a problem anymore. I hate to tell somebody this, but you do not have to have the last word. Amen. God is our avenger. He does it better than anybody. Better than we could ever do that. Amen. That was free. That wasn't in my notes. Job, one last portion of scripture. Job 22, verses 25 through 28. Yea, the Almighty God shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then thou shalt thou have thy delight. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Whatever it is, why don't you declare God's word over your life? Lord, I'm declaring that today I'm going to walk in wholeness. And that no virus is going to attach itself to my life and to my body. He says, decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. Can we determine then that we're going to take God at His word, and we're going to hear Him, and we're going to believe Him, and we're going to obey Him, and then watch what He does in us and, yes, through each and every one of us. Amen. Amen. Would you worship the Lord with a hand clap right now? Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you today for your word. I praise you. I give you all the glory today. Lord, we are hungry. We are thirsty. Lord, and we do admit we're ready. We're ready for change. We've done what we know to do. But Lord, it's up to you. You've got to show us however you want to do it in my life. What I've done hasn't worked, Lord. So Lord, I thank you. I'm asking you to lead me, guide me, direct my steps, forgive me, cleanse me, take anything that's in my life that's holding me back. I declare freedom over my life. I speak wholeness over my life. I speak completeness over my life. I thank you today. I'm declaring it so. And I thank you because your word says it's going to be established. Help me to be obedient. Help me to do everything that you have me to do. Because I want to fulfill your purpose in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you say amen with me today? Would you worship the Lord with a hand clap one more time? Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Galen, thank you, my friend. I'm going to give us some announcements, okay? Thank you. You're great. Hallelujah. All right. She's ready to give. All right. Well, before we come, hold on just a minute. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock.